week, ending with September 2nd is upon us. Friday it is, the beginning of the long Labor Day weekend. Some people think it's the end of summer. Come on. No. We still have, what is it, 3 weeks from today, the beginning of fall? Yeah, I think it is, right? All right, so we're not going to go there because we want to start with the good news. The good news is it's a long weekend.
Yay!
Blown in your window.
And there's other good news. Good news. Ready for this, Jennifer?
Yes.
Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here.
Good news.
Businesses are shrugging off recession fears. You hear all the discussion, and one wonders whether, as I look at this, okay. This is a planted story ahead of the president's speech next week, which will be aimed at trying to quell the fears of those who aren't getting jobs, the long-time unemployed, aren't getting hired, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what's the story? Well, look like the numbers for August, which are just in, have seen 93,000 new jobs added. So that's a good thing, right? That means there are 93,000 fewer people who are unemployed.
I like that.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? I mean, you can take all of these
things.
Why
did I hear 43 yesterday?
Well, because it's probably a Republican that told you that, Rich.
No, I heard it on
you heard it on the
news. Not on
news.
Talk radio.
No, the news?
The news.
Where did you get the news?
From several from news
the
stations.
The radio?
Yeah.
From the station?
Don't tell me I can't
from
trust
the
news.
Reporter? No.
What did they say?
What was the story? Please.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No! You heard it on the news.
Maybe
how
I
could
heard
it be wrong?
It incorrectly.
No, it's the news. You get your story from
it
the
might have, it might
news.
Have even been NPR news.
The news on NPR? The public news organization?
Maybe.
They have their reporters doing the news, and their reporters do the news, different than the reporters doing the news on other stations.
You got that right, man.
Did you eat a lot of Wheaties this morning?
That is the news.
I dare you to talk like that all morning.
The debate next Wednesday.
I dare
seems
you not to.
Some American politicians are worrying about the same thing the Japanese had a problem with before their last election.
Yeah.
Electile dysfunction. Which is, as we know, the inability of becoming aroused over any of the choices for president put forth by either party for the next election cycle. Electile dysfunction. Is that bothering you? I got just the remedy. Where's my... Haven't we got, what's that called, American mail? What's that stuff called? We talk about ageless mail.
Ageless mail, that's
it. Well, not as
I knew that wasn't right.
If you have a problem with erectile dysfunction, how about ageless mail? Your testosterone will rise by 61%. Do you think that'll fix erectile dysfunction?
It could.
Huh? Running on, let's see, we have the Tea Party, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, and now we'll have the Testosterone Party. Hey, that sounds, we could go for that,
lots
right?
Lots of hair and a deep voice.
So,
I'm in.
I think Michelle Bachmann probably won't take any of that.
She might be the candidate.
No, nah, she's not going to be the candidate. Be interesting to see if Sarah Palin declares this weekend, though.
She'd be crazy.
Shake it up, baby. Twist and shout.
Make your money.
Okay, anyway, so we've taken care of the jobless problem and the erectile dysfunction. We can go home now, right? Next week, this program is going to focus a lot on September 11th, 10 years ago. But we're not going to go back and hash out all of the old things that were a part and parcel. I've seen a lot of stuff. and as we edit these conversations, Richie, I'm back and forth about, because we've decided we're going to do this in name for the future, take a look at what's now in the name for the future. So when I see the reports there, the news is full of these stories continuing to look backward. But I wonder if there is value in at least understanding or examining some of the things the firefighters and first responders are still going through 10 years later, like the increased risk of cancer that they are suffering. I think that's been fairly well covered, but yet it still is a concern because that is something we'll have to fight or deal with as they move forward. And one wonders, after all of this, especially the firefighters, apparently. But who are the other first responders? I'm thinking about others who were there. Certainly police would be in that.
Mm-hmm. Police,
some
fire.
Emergency to rescue people.
Right, yeah. Search and rescue.
Well, I mean, all you ended people. Up having so many volunteers
come
out of the woodwork. And I mean, so it's not just firefighters. It was people that, you know, came and just decided to help. I want to help somehow. I mean, there were so many people that just showed up on the doorstep.
How did the National Guard get involved, too? Because they were there pretty soon after the fact, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. Yeah. The cancer question is pretty emotional for a lot of people because those who arrived first there or within hours of the building's collapse and spent maybe days, some people weeks, months there looking around trying to figure this all out. And when I say figure out what to do, there were people who immediately went there. They were engineers figuring what to do with the debris. Yesterday, we were talking about this yesterday, $40-some-odd billion it cost to remove the debris and dispose of it. Police who were there now who are retired and they haven't gotten extra benefits. You see, I think that's, I don't know what you do about it other than this, I mean, it becomes conversational. Why is it that we haven't taken better care of some of these people is a pretty good question, isn't it? The first responders who did get sick, some of them didn't have health insurance. Wouldn't we as a grateful nation have, shouldn't we have paid? Well, I guess the expectation is that we did. On most, don't you think most average people in the country think, oh, well, we took care of all those people.
Yeah.
Not the case.
You just read a list off just yesterday talking about the money we spent on that.
Yeah, there's so many people that we do take care of with our money that I wouldn't approve of. I would assume that they would be taken care of, too.
Yep, not the case. But this is not the thing that we want to do. The special that we're going to do, 3 hours, and we'll have that actually on the air next Friday and over the weekend, Stronger Than Ever, 10 years past September 11th. It'll be something that people will hopefully get a lot out of. I'm looking forward to doing the conversations, having the interviews with people, including this 15-year-old boy?
15, yeah.
15, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what did he start?
He started a fund to send, or not a fund, but to send presents.
Yeah, families.
To the families.
Yeah. So, anyway, there are a lot of good things that have come out of this, including
Jeff Parnes, New York Says Thank You Foundation.
Yeah, New York Says Thank You Foundation, that was it. So there's that going on. Don't you wish that, although we kind of spoil it, if New Yorkers were as united now as they were after September 11th, wouldn't that spoil New York? Wouldn't that kind of ruin New York for most people?
I don't know. I'd be okay with it.
Would you? Yeah, but you're not a New Yorker.
No, but the whole way the country was after, I thought was the best part of 9/11 was the only really good part of 9/11.
Yeah, it was. Okay, here's another item that I consider to be good news.
Okay.
The news, Rich.
The news.
From California.
I was wrong, you were right. Once again, 91,000 jobs.
Okay, it's all right. I don't always have to be right.
It helps, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. 93,000 is the actual number, though, Richie.
Not what I saw.
All right, anyway.
Do you see what I have to put up with every day?
Yeah, right. Okay, so you tell me, Jennifer, whether this is good news.
Okay.
This guy was sentenced to 6 years in the slammer for hacking into dozens of computers, stealing personal information, and demanding naked pictures from women in exchange for not releasing information, their personal information. Their credit card number, social security number, that sort of stuff. Luis Mingianos, an illegal immigrant living in Santa Ana, engaged in cyber terrorism and sextortion. That's a new term for prosecutors. Sextortion. Never heard that one before. Have you?
Yeah.
Sextortion. He pled guilty to charges of hacking and wiretapping, sentenced during a court hearing. Two of the victims spoke, in fact, compared their exposure to being the victim of domestic violence. This guy hacked into 100 computers, tricked people into downloading software that allowed him to take control of their computer. He listened to victims through the computer on Skype, read their email, watched them through their webcams.
Creepy.
And he taped all of this stuff. He threatened them by saying that he would post the pictures on the internet if he didn't get what he wanted. And then, I guess, 44 of these victims were under the age of 18, in fact.
Ugh.
This is the world we live in, folks.
Yeah, then it is good news.
So this is a warning for those of you who want to hack around. This guy got 6 years in the slammer. He didn't get exported or deported or whatever they do. He was illegal. And he was, what's to keep him from doing it in Mexico, though? If he was deported, he could do the same thing. Doesn't make a difference where you are.
Where he's at.
Nah, of course not. So, anyway, I consider that to be good news.
Guy will end up with a good job. This is PR. He'll end up with a good job.
Yeah.
The government will probably hire him, actually.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. All right. So there are a couple of other things that I consider to be good news, Richie.
Okay.
And I think that we'll get to those in a matter of moments. However, I do think we ought to continue our conversation about ageless male. Now that we're not being facetious about this natural supplement, which is shown to raise your testosterone levels by 61%. You'll maintain healthy, normal levels. You don't have to go to a doctor. You don't have to get any injections. You take this capsule. You have healthy testosterone level. You feel good. You look good. You got an outlook that's good. You'll, I mean, it kind of sounds almost silly. You'll be the envy of all the boys on your neighborhood. But it's true, or in your neighborhood, on your street. Because when you have that, the testosterone moves in your body, the chemical in your body, sort of, there are those things, and you know it as well as I do. And by the way, that's what the drug world is about, right? You take some of these drugs like ecstasy, and that's, it's aimed at making you feel better or stronger or whatever it is. I don't know if ecstasy is the good example because I don't know anything about the drugs. I just know what I've read. Would that make sense? If you took ecstasy, would you have kind of a feeling of power and...
It's more of a feeling of euphoria.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's not what you get with ageless male. What you get with ageless male is a you're taking it and you're getting your body back in shape, mentally and physically, all the whole deal. That's what testosterone...
Which can be a euphoric feeling.
Yeah, right, especially if you're wanting to be romantic. 800-864-4031. Why wait? Call now and you get a free trial of ageless male, 800-864-4031. If you're noticing something different about you now as you get a little bit older, and maybe you're single and you're not having the kind of fun that you'd like to have or used to have, don't stop. Get this stuff and you'll be able to enjoy yourself again. 800-864-4031. That's the number. Want me to repeat it one more time, Richie?
Sure. Why not, Dudley?
Risk-free trial. This is a game changer. Ageless male. Try it risk-free. 800-864-4031. All right. I've done my duty now for the male population. All right. Now I got to do something good for women who are listening to the program. It's 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings. With the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods.com. FoodDirect.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightSideBend.com. That's www.BrightSideBend.com.
Stephens the day.
And sometimes you.
How about we try Nan in Cody, Wyoming, listening to Good Day there. Hi, Nan. How are you today?
I am just ducky. How about yourself?
I am quacking as we speak. Can we quack together? You quack, I'll quack. Go ahead, you quack first.
Quack.
Grabbing your attention and holding it hostage all morning long.
You guys are quackers.
Doug Stephens, Good Day.
President Obama's motorcade has been fined $16 by the City of London for the traffic congestion his car caused during his visit to England. $16, yeah. And typical Obama, when he asked him to pay the fine, he said, "Ah, my grandkids will take care of it." Well, the big story here in Southern California, the 405 freeway, the busiest freeway in the world, is going to be shut down this weekend.
Well, that's it.
I mean, this is a huge problem for people in Los Angeles. They've got nowhere to dump their old mattresses now.
You know where they're going?
Well, according to a new poll, 66% of Americans believe the country is headed in the wrong direction. But the good news is gas is so expensive and traffic is so bad, we won't get there for a long time. So don't worry about it. Enjoy the ride. You know what you call it when a pilot tries to make contact with an air traffic controller?
What do you call it?
A wake-up call. Hey!
I want to say
25 after Doug Stephens Good Day program, Friday, the Labor Day weekend upon us. Jennifer and yes. I will be here on Monday.
We will.
I don't know if Roberta's back or not. I haven't had not a word. I sent a couple of email and a phone. Not a word.
No updates on her Facebook page.
No, we would have heard if she drowned
since
by
she
now.
She was at the salad bar at Sizzler and had a steak salad.
She would have, if she'd have drowned, we'd have found out by now, wouldn't you,
I would think, yeah.
Yeah.
I
mean,
we're as close to next to kin as she's got.
Right, exactly. All right, so anyway, we're here on Monday, live, happy, and engaged, if you will. All right, so we had those jokes yesterday. We were talking about the way people were, let's see, was it Florida? There were two states, Indiana and Florida, I think, right, in the mix, or was there one other state where people had a class action lawsuit against the police because they were giving tickets to people who were warning oncoming motorists.
Right, flashing
about
their lights.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So now we have a word from a small town. Once again, this is California, small town in Northern California, that has told the police to cut writing the number of citations they have. And as a result of fewer citations, they have found the number of accidents dropping as well.
Hmm.
So the question here is, your police department overusing tickets? 800-510-8255. With the discussion we had yesterday, which was pretty plain and simple. This is, by the way, the city of Roseville, north of Sacramento. They haven't nixed traffic tickets altogether, but they are You know, if you got something really serious going on, they're not sitting around looking for trouble trying to grab people. The number of citations issued cut by 84% in the last year.
What's the correlation? What's
what do you mean, in terms of accidents?
I don't get why.
Because the city manager felt that they were overusing their authority, overstepping their authority. When they looked and examined the tickets, they found a lot of them were nonsense tickets. And when you pull people over on the side of the road, it causes accidents because people slow down. They look there, right? The rubbernecking that's going on.
Yeah.
Always when there are, whenever you see any kind of engagement, the police are involved in something, people always slow down, even if they're on the other side of the road.
Amazing.
It's a highway.
Yeah.
What's going on over there? What's happening? What are they doing?
Yep.
Right? So it causes accidents. I saw one last week on the Mass Turnpike. Accident on the right-hand side of the road. We're on the left-hand side of the road. And some guy looks over, and he's not looking in front of him. Bam! Into the back of a truck. Didn't do any damage to the truck, but it bashed up the car pretty well. And he wanted to... Yeah, I can hear. You can almost look as you go by and see, ah, it's your fault that I ran into the back of you. Yeah, of course. So anyway, I think that's good news, don't you think?
Yes.
All right. Do we need traffic tickets to have safety? Another question which we might ponder here. 28 after the hour on the Good Day program.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're planning to travel, it's always a good idea to be up to date on what immunizations or inoculations may be required. And we're not just talking about third world destinations. The U.S. and Europe are witnessing the largest outbreaks of measles in a decade. So make sure your MMR vaccine is up to date. So before any trip, start with the Centers for Disease Control and the State Department's websites for standard guidelines. Keep in mind that health insurance won't cover some inoculations, but you can find clinics through the CDC or the International Society of Travel Medicine. And just remember, the CDC lists recommendations, but they're not necessarily requirements. Find a doctor who specializes in travel medicine to help you plan your itinerary. A resort vacation or a business trip is likely to have different requirements than a trek through the jungle. And make sure you see the doctor at least 4 to 6 weeks before your trip, so there's time to start any necessary treatments. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available in all states.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
No one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Good Day program, streaming live video at DougStephan.com, a little different angle. You notice I have the Good Day shirts.
You know, I was going to ask you Russ, where you got the
this is Russ
prison-issued Good Day shirt.
No, not prison.
No, it's orange.
You don't like this shirt? Yesterday I had
a green
one on it. Can you see the logo? Good Day Show on it? Should be able to see that, all right, Richie?
I can see that, yeah.
Looks good.
Russ Goble and his North American embroidery providing.
My buddy.
Mia, he's a great guy.
He is.
All right, 34 after, 26 before the new hour, the Doug Stephan Good Day program, Friday before Labor Day. If you can find somebody to do business with today, good luck to
yeah.
you. God
All
bless
the vacation
you.
Return yeah. messages yesterday killed me. I'm yeah. like, seriously, people, it's only Thursday.
Yeah, that's been going on since Tuesday, though.
I know.
People that'll do the work. 800-510-8255, Bob. And a focus on something we were talking about a few minutes ago, the September 11th situation. We're going to do a special next week for next weekend, in fact, and it all will focus on where we are now and where we're going, not on where we've been. Bob, you have a question?
Yes, I was listening to you guys talking about all the money that was spent on September the 11th from all those different agencies and stuff,
yeah.
and you're telling about all the stuff that was spent for cleanup and everything, and you're talking about the people not being able to be taken care of. Where's all the hundreds of millions of dollars that American people swung into action and donated and sent to these people
yeah.
like, for just that purpose to help them?
Went to Haiti.
It's a great question.
That is a good question.
I'd be very curious to find out. I mean, we remember Hollywood jumping on and having the
Begathon.
The Begathon. And
yeah,
we all gave money, and then we gave money to the Red Cross, and we gave money to this organization.
Writers donated the proceeds from their books. Artists donated the proceeds from their from albums and stuff.
So, the bottom line is
dollars that just disappeared.
Are the victims and the families of the victims of 9/11 multimillionaires now?
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, it should be with all the money that was given.
And why haven't the firefighters got radios that can talk to each other?
See, that's the thing. They have still, as the review is going on of where we are and where we've been, there are still communication gaps, as Bob is suggesting. The ability, one of the big problems is with these fiefdoms. The fire couldn't talk to the police. Police couldn't talk to National Guard. National Guard couldn't talk to some of the volunteers. This folly continues today. Can you believe it? Where is leadership on this? And I would think you could scrutinize the mayor of New York. I think he does a great job. I'd like to see him as president. But in this circumstance, somebody's really lacking on leadership.
There was nine of the recommendations from the study that they did that they took another few hundred million of our dollars to make that were never even interacted. And the radios and the communication was part of that.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So here's a news story I found from 2005. ABC News decided to look into this. Mm-hmm. And of the $2.4 billion raised after September 11th, apparently 8 out of every $10 has been paid out to families of the victims. So most of the remaining money is being held in reserves.
Why? Why are they holding it in a reserve?
Why are these firefighters saying that they're not being taken care of then?
The reserve money is for scholarships for kids that are going to colleges.
So you can draw your own conclusion from that one, Bob.
Well, we had Boy Scouts and little girls collecting money here in town, and you're telling me $8 out of every one of them went to some college fund for people that instead of what they said it was going to go to help these people and their medical bills and stuff?
According to the great Elliot Spitzer, yes, it was a great success.
That's fraud then, isn't it?
Not any more than the Red Cross taking money from you for aid to X and they use it for
Katrina, Y. And then they put it in a fund to make money over the next 20 years, a 401k for the Red Cross.
Mm-hmm. Or that big debacle about all the blood they threw away after that big tsunami. Yeah. They were getting all these people to donate blood, and they had so much of it, they were throwing it away in dumpsters.
Great. I don't want to bring everybody down. We're trying to turn the corner. But you made some.
I just wanted to add my two cents. I was getting my morning gray matter massage from you guys, and there was a whole bunch of money that was not being spoken about.
Yeah,
I was wondering where it went, so are the American people.
Yeah, gray matter massage. I love that.
All right, thank you, Bob. Gray matter massage. That's what the Good Day program is all about. We massage what matters. All right, let's see. Where was I before?
It's a good question, though. I was always curious about that. I mean, look, hey, listen. If $8 out of $10 went to the right people, and then the other $3 is sitting in reserves for college funds, I don't know that I'd buy it.
You don't mind?
I don't buy it, but I don't mind it.
I can't imagine $2.4 billion not being mismanaged in some way.
All right, some comments on our discussion of police and public safety warnings to those on Facebook yesterday. Didn't you have a lot of action on this, Jennifer? We had two or three things yesterday on Facebook, and that it seems to me provided a lot of fodder for conversation. Mm-hmm. One of them was
flashing
our observation
headlights.
We've had a big week on Facebook.
Here is somebody who writes under the banner "Cops Suck." Almost everybody knows a place where traffic laws are used to generate revenue rather than ensure public safety. The nearest one to me is in Morrison, Colorado. I haven't received a ticket there, but have commuted through twice a day for 20 years and can see what's going on. The question is, what to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do about it? If you feel like the police are abusing you, do you go to the city council? Do you go to the selectmen's meeting? What do? How do you register? If you are getting yinsed by the local constabulary or local police, or if there's... What do you do?
You go to the media. That's what everybody does.
Go to the media.
Make them look bad.
The newsman.
The media will make them look the terrible.
let's see here. Here's Bravo, who says police officers put their lives on the line, and every day, with every stop they make and every home they go to, by and large, they do a great job. Oh, come on, will you please? This is not about that. You know, these people who all they want to do is stick up for the police. Not every police officer is good. Neither is every police officer bad. Police officers do a good job. There are too many of them. They don't get paid enough, and they are not trained well enough. If we had a really good police force, that was as it was aimed at being. We look at the police now, and honestly, tell me that you believe this or you don't believe it. Most people try to stay away from the police. You see a police car, you want to go the other way. You don't want to get into it because many of them are there. They are all about hassling you and looking for trouble. That's it. Some police, like yesterday I told the story about the policeman who stopped me because he thought I'd been drinking on the tractor or something.
Right.
And told him about the
job. I mean, you were driving erratically.
Jennifer, I didn't finish the story yet. Jennifer, shh.
Okay.
Shall I finish the story?
Go ahead.
Thank you. The essence of what...
See what I have to put up with.
Yeah, right. See what I have to put up with.
Well, you just said that all police are looking for trouble. That's why people get mad when they hear you say something like that.
And then you go,
protect you, sir.
And then you go, that's not what I said.
No, it isn't what I said. I didn't even finish the story before you...
Okay, go.
Both of you sound foolish.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we sound foolish.
Yes, you sound foolish.
We're not the ones getting the emails.
You are foolish. All right, anyway... Where was I before I so rudely interrupted? I was talking about the
making an ass of yourself. Go ahead.
Look in the mirror when you talk about that. At any rate, the essence of this story, and I think I've even lost my train of thought because you interrupted me, Jennifer.
Like a penny.
You were saying you were getting pulled over.
Oh, no. I was saying people were getting pulled over. People get pulled over. And they, I don't know, now I have lost.
You were talking about how the cop that pulled you over, you were saying that most people...
I was on the tractor. Yeah. Okay. So the good thing, which I was about to underscore when I was interrupted so maliciously.
Not maliciously. I was there to help you, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. You did a great job with me. Okay. So this police officer was a young fellow, and I told him the story about what used to happen when I would go down the street in a tractor 20 years ago, 25 years ago, 15 years ago even. And there was some traffic congestion. The police would put their lights on, and they would just follow me, give me an escort down the road to the field, and that was part of what they were supposed to do. Anytime, it isn't just me, if you see something, let's say there's a, you often see now these big oversized Caterpillar backhoes and things are on these trucks, and or the big modular homes that are going down the highway, and they have police escorts.
Sure.
In the good old days... You would have had a police escort because that was their job. They were paid to provide that service. Now, if you want the service, they tell you, you have to hire the police, pay them $90 an hour or something. I'm not kidding. It's about 90 bucks an hour. To protect you and or those who are perhaps going to encounter your vehicle going down the road. And I just think that's wrong. When they understand, what is it they say on the sides of the cars, to protect and serve. Well, part of protecting and serving is helping people who have unusual or extraordinary circumstances. So if I'm going down the road or any farmer's going down the road, it depends on where you are. If you're in more rural communities, they still do this, I'm sure. I've seen it in Ohio, as a matter of fact, where they'll follow the tractor and just leave the lights on until the tractor gets to their point of work. And that's the way it ought to be. Not give you, in some places where they don't know anything about farms and tractors, they'll pull you over and try to write you a citation for being a nuisance. Hey, pal, how do you think I get from one field to another? How do I grow the food that you put on the on your family's table at night? What are we going to do? We're going to fly between one field and another? So it's that sort of thing. I was being appreciative anyway of this young fellow who wanted to help me, and he understood what I was talking about once I told him the story. And that was
good.
The point was I was making a goodie out of it.
I like goodies.
And you were trying to make it look like I was being a baddie.
No, I was trying to help, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I'm here to protect and serve, just like the police.
Yeah. I've got it written on our door of our car. Right.
That's
I
good.
I do.
All right. Forehead. Check it out. All right, where
not
are
my
we?
Forehead.
15 before the hour. Dr. Ken Ritchie in a minute, right?
Sure.
All right.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one! Strike? That thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three! You're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom! The X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, brought to you by the folks that are making Tautinol. Tautinol is the skin cream, the anti-aging cream, the key, if you will, to reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. Because of the ingredients, it is worth your while. Right, Ken?
Exactly. Matrixyl 3000, hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, all natural products your skin has to fight those deep wrinkles, but you don't have enough as you get older, and this will do it naturally. A product that's been tested, and it's been shown to be proven safe and effective.
You will love this product as we do. Call now. Arrange for Tautinol to be shipped to you. You buy two, you get one free. Ask about the free gift when you dial 800-291-2584. That's 800-291-2584. Tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken. Get the free gift. Call right away, though. This is a special deal. It's a good deal. Great for your face. The anti-aging cream of the century. It's called Tautinol, and you get it at 800-291-2584. All right, so as much as we talk about sugary drinks, it looks like your research finds half of us are still having them every day.
Out of the CDC this morning, Doug, half of Americans drink a soda or sugary beverage each day, and some are downing a lot more. 1 in 20 people drink the equivalent of more than 4 cans of soda each day. Even though sweetened beverages, they should be limited to less than half a can a day.
All right, sleeping right after you have dinner.
Not a good idea. European Society of Cardiology Congress this week. Doug, don't eat too close to bedtime. This new study suggests that waiting at least an hour after dinner before going to sleep reduces your risk of stroke by about two-thirds. And I like to wait 3 to 4 so you don't have any reflux. That's stomach indigestion.
Purple potatoes are good for you?
They absolutely are, and they're in your favorite local farmer's market.
Purple skin potatoes.
Yes, people who ate plain purple potatoes cooked in the microwave twice a day in the study for a month lowered their blood pressure 3 to 4% without gaining weight.
Cook them in your oven. Purple potatoes, though, as opposed to the white skin potatoes.
Anthocyanins are high in these potatoes.
Very good. There's some good info. Purple potatoes. You don't hear that anywhere else today. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, at your service on Good Day.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Options, lots of technology options, things that you can do to have a good time, actually. A lot of people spend their time on the computer or with their technology, and they have a good time with it, which is kind of fun. Some people use it. I don't see technology as a way to have a good time. I find it helpful in my business. And so that's why I'm interested in all of the things that help me learn a little bit more about how to use technology better. And that's really the spirit in which we present most of the information that we have here for you. Better Living with Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor. Do you sometimes feel like your life is cluttered?
Yes.
With technology? We've just been the last 15 minutes or so reworking. We stream the video online at DougStefan.com of Richie and me. And we're fiddling around to try to adjust things that work. And in the old days, I wouldn't have been able to do what I've just done. That is, take the camera and move it around and adjust the light and all of that sort of thing. So it's a boon for many of us in many different ways. But it also is so encumbering. And if you've got too much of it, I happen to think, Richie, you've got a little too much. I just feel.
I wouldn't disagree with you.
Yeah, and that's what happened. So Alex Goldfein, who's the technology tailor, has a suggestion for you, Rich, and everybody else on which technologies you might want to keep and which you might want to think of giving the old heave-ho to. That's up next here on Good Day.
Guys, now's the time to build your wardrobe at Macy's. Buy one, get one free. Suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. Buy one, get one free. Dress shirts and neckwear from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haggar, Perry Ellis Portfolio, and Kenneth Cole Reaction. Buy one, get one during Macy's Labor Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Shh. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
The New York Times recently ran through a list of technologies that consumers can replace and those that they should keep. Here's my take on their take. The Times said you can lose your desktop computer. I agree. You need a laptop, which is incredibly affordable these days. If not a laptop, then an iPad. The paper also said you can consider losing your cable connection. Here, I think I disagree. There are still plenty of excellent shows running on cable that are not available on Hulu or Netflix. Also, some of your local sports isn't on the free broadcast stations. They also say you should lose your point-and-shoot camera and camcorder. Agree on the camera. You can use your phone's camera or a nice digital SLR. Disagree on the camcorder. An HD camcorder creates video that a smartphone cannot match, and those SLRs that shoot HD video are also no match. What about an MP3 player? The paper says lose it. I agree. Your phone probably has a nice MP3 player built in. I'm Alex Goldfein.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love?
Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
All right, other tech news here. It seems that Microsoft is finally departing from Windows Start Bar interface with a tablet-compatible Windows 8. What does that mean to people who have Microsoft?
That means,
like, I have Microsoft,
when you go to Start Programs and then it lists all your programs.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It sounds to me like they're going to do more of an iPad type thing where there's the icon type stuff.
What does that mean? Type this, type that. What does all that
no,
mean?
No, no, no. Style.
What does that mean?
You know how your iPad works? How all your programs on your iPad? Something more like that.
Right. What, that's how the Start Bar is going to work?
It sounds to me like there's not going to be a Start Bar.
Really?
Huh. Yes.
What'll I do?
I'm so confused.
I don't know
first?
What to do. I can't handle it. Scientists haven't taught me how to do this. I don't understand. Where do I go?
You'll pick it up. You're so good at all this.
Rich.
I have no problems. Okay. You'll pick it right up.
59 after on Good Day.